Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Want to welcome you back in. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. YouTube and Twitch and the chat having a whole lot of fun today. Yes, I just absolutely crushed half of a very extra large burrito. It was delicious. Sorry that some of you got a good view on that. And then text line, keep it coming. Your phone call certainly welcome as well. 888-957-9570. Also a reminder, we're 3 weeks deep into the NFL season. And how those bets going? Download Cash the Ticket podcast to help you bet smarter on both pro and college games. Losing money is no fun. Winning is. Dibs. Rams plus 2.5. Four star? Five star? What are we looking at?
It's early. It's a Monday game, right?
It's true. We do
and
have Monday
Wednesday,
show.
Yes. So I've got 5 days to make that determination.
But didn't you say that you had like a 6-star wager for tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
And you want to do it now or do
tomorrow,
you want to wait for tomorrow?
Absolutely. Okay. I got to wait until the actual injury report comes out.
But 24-hour tease.
And I am Mr. Thursday Night. And,
you are?
Yeah,
who
pretty
gave
much.
You that name?
I might have been Tony Bruno.
Did you get Thursday last night?
Last week? Yeah, we all did.
We all did. That's
we all
right.
had Cleveland.
We all had the Browns.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm currently sitting with a 60% winning percentage against the spread, and the only member of Willard and Dibs, the four of us, the only one above 500.
With a winning record, yeah. You should have one of those phone numbers on the weekend.
1-800-BET-BET-BET. 1-800-DIBS-DIBS.
Yeah, dibs, bets. You know what I heard this weekend? This one was ton of a. We've hit almost all of our picks all year.
It's my favorite.
No joke. It was a
so
straight
great.
Quote. We've got almost every game right all year long. I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy. Then that's why you need a phone number. Anyway.
48 games were 47-0-1. It was a bad beat on the draw.
Don't hate on my guy Jimmy Tags and
it's
Paul Allen.
So awesome.
Right?
It's my favorite. Sometimes I get up in the morning and just go for a drive just for fun. Just so I mean, yeah, call. We've hit almost every game exactly right. Information. Got information.
It's funny because I was reffing this last Saturday, so I was up at 7 driving to Doherty Valley High School, and I tuned into a couple of those. And yeah, always we've got information.
Information.
We've got information. Call a message phone.
Did you know that on the weekends there's no R in the word information?
No.
Not on the weekends.
No.
It's information.
We've hit every game. We've got, I've got four almost. Five-star college football plays.
Almost all of them.
On a pre-recorded message.
On a pre-recorded line. Call my message phone.
Watch the Donaghy doc last week, and I'm like, okay, if you've got information, you ain't sharing it. You ain't sharing it, okay?
On a pre-recorded line? You're not?
You're betting it. You're not sharing it. Okay? Anyway, so funny. New episodes every Thursday and Friday. Get you ready to bet on both pro and college games. So, hey, we played the Peter King thing. He does not think that there is any sort of a rift, a divide between Jimmy Garoppolo and Kyle Shanahan. Neither do I. I don't know where you're at on this. I want to follow up on what we were talking about yesterday. I wouldn't use any of those words. I don't think there's
not a divide, schism,
not a thing. It's not like, oh gosh, they walk by each other in the hallway and like purposefully ran their right shoulder into each other. Like,
right.
yeah, that's ridiculous.
But what is it? What is it?
I think that Jimmy Garoppolo is feeling a couple things.
Some kind of way?
Number one, there's like a buildup to this. Like, how many years can you just smile and not say anything? That's number one. And then the second thing is, you're now playing in a spot where you are very clearly playing for a contract for someone else next year. Now, we thought that was the case last year.
It was.
But it's different because you're not going to be a free agent. You were going to be traded.
Right.
You didn't have a choice.
Or cut.
Right? You didn't have a contract that you needed to go get. You had a contract. You were going to be dealt someone else's issue to deal with. It's different this year for two reasons. One, you think you're going to play for someone else. And two, I will think this is very important all year long. He is not the starter this year. He is now someone who starts. And that, to a player, is a very, very different designation. So I think you're going to see Jimmy speak a little bit more this year. I think you're going to not have him toe the company line so much. We've already watched it. He's gotten a game and a half, and we've seen it in both games where publicly statements are being made.
He's mouthing things like, your play calls suck.
Maybe. Like, we don't know exactly what he said, but when you pair it with what Chris Collinsworth's conversation was with him, when you pair it with his press conference after the Seattle game where he's like, that was like 2017, and that was a whole lot of fun, and we don't get to do that anymore. Pair those things all together, I think you're going to get a different Jimmy Garoppolo this year who speaks a little bit more freely. He's got nothing to lose, and there's probably been a buildup of emotion about all of this.
As long as he doesn't cross the line.
Jimmy. He's very unlikely to do that.
And if he crosses the line, then it becomes a situation where he might alienate his future team, and he might become a bad guy if he starts to blatantly come out and say, you know, in a press conference, Kyle Shanahan's play calls suck, and this guy's not running the same route, and my O-line can't protect me. If he goes to that level, well, then it affects his marketability, and it affects his ability to go out and get another job. I think that it's because of the fact that he's in his last year of his contract more than it is whatever he thinks about being the backup or the starter right now or the backup right now. I don't think any of that plays into it. I think the only thing that plays into the way he's going about his business is the fact that he knows he's not going to be back next year. Last year was different. You're right. There was the chance, a small chance, that the 49ers kept him, and that's actually what came to pass because he had surgery. They couldn't trade him. They didn't want to cut him because Seattle might have scooped him. They ended up restructuring him and keeping him. That's not a possibility this year. He has control now of where he plays next year, unlike last year.
Yeah, except for the interesting thing is, we say there's no chance of him coming back next year. And
no, there's a chance.
None of us would have said that prior to the Denver game.
But this time he decides.
Yes.
He decides.
Well,
and ultimately he decided last time too.
Sure, the team does too.
Well, I mean,
Not the 49ers, any team. Any team that gets him, right?
Right.
It's got to be
but
America.
This time, the team would have to say, hey, Jimmy, here's a contract. Will you sign it? Last time it was, Jimmy, you've got nowhere else to go. Here's a restructure. And he really had no choice
but
to take it.
No, he's got freedom. It's funny that that's what Dan Orlovsky's tweeted when Jimmy ran out of the back of the end zone. Freedom! Jimmy now has some freedom. It's kind of like, hey, Kyle, what are you going to do? You can't tell me what to say anymore. And at a certain point, we all have to realize he's a human being. So he's going to have feelings about all of this stuff. And I think we've already watched it come out a little bit. So I'm going to stop short of saying that this is a problem. I'm going to stop short of saying, oh, they hate each other. None of that. I think it's manageable, maybe, on some level. But I do think it's different. This is a different year and a different relationship between Kyle and Jimmy than what we've seen in the past. And it all starts with all of the other years. Kyle and Jimmy were hand in hand. Dude, you're my starter. And
right.
That's not this year.
Yes.
And so you've got a very, very different premise that you're working with.
And the power dynamic has shifted to where Jimmy Garoppolo still is not completely in control of the power dynamic, but he has more power than ever before because let's say they go out and they lose to the Rams and he and Kyle Shanahan get into a sideline blow up and Garoppolo, you know, it's basically it's F-bombs and the whole deal. What are you going to do, Kyle? What are you going to do? Are you going to go to Brock Purdy? Are you going to say, that's it, Jimmy, I'm done with you? Jimmy G comes out and he audibles and he throws a pick and Kyle Shanahan loses his headset and they get into it. The Niners lose. What are you going to do, Kyle?
Well,
are you going to go to Brock Purdy? But what I'm saying, Mark,
yeah, you're painting
worst
a picture.
Case scenario.
There's no chance that those
but
two
I'm,
personalities.
I'm painting worst case scenario.
Right, they would never do that.
But no, let's look at the worst case scenario. You go to you have LA at home. Jimmy G throws three picks. You get shut out. You lose to Matt Stafford 11-0 because your defense is nasty. And now you're 1-3. What does Kyle do? Does he go to Brock Purdy?
Maybe.
No, he doesn't.
I mean,
no
I don't think so. Yeah, but no chance they scream at each other and start hucking
headsets.
No, but
my point, let's say they don't get to that point. Let's say Jimmy G goes out and he just stinks.
Yeah.
He goes 9 of 16 for 88 yards, three picks, and he wanders out of the end zone again, and you lose 11-0. And now you're 1-3. He still doesn't go to Brock Purdy.
No.
We're not to that point yet.
No.
So in terms of the power dynamic, Jimmy G has more power than ever before in the Jimmy versus Kyle. And really, they both realize it shouldn't be Jimmy versus Kyle. It should be Jimmy and Kyle.
Right, and it is.
It is.
I don't think they're
still
against each other.
Not
yet. They're not against each other. There's just a new dynamic in the room. That's what I believe.
Jeff, a new honest Jimmy in this dynamic.
Absolutely. Jeff in Concord with Willard and Dibs. Hey, Jeff, what are you doing?
Hey, Mark, I just got to take exception with what you're saying there.
Okay. He's upset at something I'm saying. What's up, Jeff?
Huh.
Well, for the fact that Jimmy and Kyle are not on the same page, all you have to do is lip read what was coming out of Jimmy's helmet after that interception. After that last play.
So, but Jeff, you're 100... Hold on. We did a whole show on this yesterday. You're 100% sure that you know exactly what he said.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.